is nadiche, is nadiche Shabbos, is nadiche, in Kippur, is nadiche, in Yom Tov. So, Sam Meli says, that even after the Shubi Rabbi, so, if he's Bechel, so, he's mutar to be Mal child. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. And if it is on Shabbos, then he's also, then he's either a Nisa of Chil Shabbat, because it's not Nila Bishmano. But one thing is sure, that Shin Absoim Hashem does not mean there is no Zakon. You know the story, the joke? A certain person wanted to test himself, whether he's a Chochem, whether he's a very intelligent person, or he's a fool, because people used to criticize him that he's not very intelligent. So he said, I have a simple test. I'll jump down from the roof. I'll jump down from the roof. And then I'll see if I get hurt. So it's a raya that I'm a Chochem. But if I don't get hurt, then to be a raya and a fool. I'm not in trouble. So he went after the roof and he jumped down and he came, fell down, bruised and wounded and so on. He had to take a nap. He said, "You're a body dinner that just a fall." So, Shin of Soy Mashen does not mean that it's no sakone. It's only a header. Now, in regard to smoking, it's still a portion that today, if somebody smokes, so you cannot say, even though it's not a real sausage, it's a shosher fake, but it's not Doshebe Rabbi, even though we find even today Rabboni who still smoke, Rabboni in Shibibachar, who still smoke, so because the number of smokers is Pirchis Veilich. If it's Pirchis Veilich, then it's not Shaykh to say Doshebe Rabbi. Doshebe Rabbi means people do it, let's say, taking it like. So in Aname, there is a Shosher Chayt of Sakon. Every day you read the newspaper of a drinkers. So still, what heter is there to take it right? What heter do I have to take it right? From Chicago to New York every week, what heter do I have? Shim Tzoy Mashim. And I can't say, the Bitra says it's only a heter, but it doesn't eliminate the Shosher Chayt of Sakon. Because if you are going to fly, this can be avoided. So the question arises, what are you able to do? How go by train, there is a heter Sakon. You go what? And you can go from Chicago to New York by boat. From Boston to New York, you can go by boat. But by train, by bus, so, there was a time when I went by train from Chicago to New York, you know, 27 years ago. I was still afraid, I'm a coward, you know. So, I was still afraid to go by train. But then, for the last 25 years, I have no fear, even though sometimes it's very turbulent. And, you know, how does the pilot call it? Fresh air, how we cold air, how is it going? So I'm never afraid. And to go by car is the biggest amount, much bigger than go by plane. To drive by car is the biggest amount. So you'll sit home, and the biggest amount is you'll sit home. A person might come in and kill you too. So the answer is, you can't say Shane Upson. I mean, that you have to worry about social safety if there is an alternative. But in modern life, there is no alternative. The only sure way of not exposing yourself to someone is not to live in the cemetery. There is no choice in faculty, not for a person to organize a battalion. Then the reason why a terrorist killed several times Jews and the Harazesi, but for the nation themselves, there is no faculty. But living today in modern life, it's very hard to apply the halacha of Shimon Tzayim Hashem. But in the doubt is lowly. So you can't say Dosh HaKarabi, because the million, the number of smokers is Pir HaZeilech. And somebody told me that he heard from Khamenei, one more from Israel. Khamenei at one time was Matir smoking because of Dosh HaKarabi. So that was many years ago. So then somebody, certain rov in Israel, but all the doctors say they have so many cases of cancer of the lungs because of smoking. So Rabbeinu said, you have nicht gewusst, as may as doctoring, so many zombies, the zombies treasure. In other words, he didn't know the actual, you know, when you pass on Shaila, you have to know the actual facts, you know, of the reality. And I suppose that no one told Ramesha, so that's why he passed. But he said, now that he found out the actual facts, so it is certainly Yosef. And if one smokes, so he's either on the love of Hisham Alokho, Ushmanav Shechomit. And I remember years ago that certain Rabboni, on Yontef, they used to work out in the middle of davening, Rabboni, in the middle of davening, real Rabboni, not modern rabbi, in the middle of Pesach Torah, and Farecha Masigaret. So I said to him, both, so Shailek, that was years ago, you know, when doctors didn't warn about smoking. So Shailek, so you make the Philosunti Farecha, or Pedonte, does he shovel on the fish? So it's a wonderful Nefesh. You can't function here from telling him in Roshi. Eberchlonisch, Parecha, Pekale von Zigaretten, before the Roshi. No, it's addiction. Like drug addiction, the same thing. Like drug addiction. You can smoke, like drinking, it's an addiction. Anyway, today there is certainly a nisa to smoke. And on Yom Tov, he'll be in the fall. Yom Tov, it's not Shavu HaNefesh. Why is Shavu HaNefesh? Most normal human beings don't smoke.
As far as the steering of Baal HaMor, between the Baal HaMor going to the Sfina 3 days before Shabbos and doing Mila for the water spills. So the Baramor says, you know,
so there is steer.
There's a steer.
On one hand, the Baramor explains the price in Shabbos in Masrin, the senior parish, which is young people in Shabbos, because he puts himself in a situation where he'll have to go on Shabbos.
But for Tzarek Mitzvah, he says you won't be allowed.
On the other hand,
for Mila, he says
in the case of Ayuri Yuki, the Shtapa Hamime, so the Moganera was not in Shabbos, so in other words, there was a Bisman Chazal when they didn't have antiseptics. So they used to give it back to the clinic before the Mila and after the Mila. The bath was the substitute for antiseptics. Today, when we have antiseptics, you don't have to give it back. But Bisman Chazal, that was the substitute for an antiseptic. So there was a young kid that ishtapach mime, the water, the hot water, was spilled out. So there is a machlekes rishon, which hot water, whether the hot water of kedem hamile or the hot water of lacham, that doesn't mean that the hot water of the bath it requires lishmo. In other words, you have to dedicate this kelim has to be used, it means according to Samashi and the Rambam, according to the Rambam. So it means how we use the Kiddush Tabach Pnei, means the Dechmime of Kedem, of the Dechmime was Ishtamech before the teenage took it that. So Mele, so the Avodah said, Neichem Liyad Adimi, in other words, because Yildes called Zion, is in Umbot Zrichal, as a Dino Chilish Yibis Akonim. So Mele, you are allowed, even the Yisrael is allowed, to boil water for the mother, let's say the mother has to drink. So Mele, you can be Mabu Mishu, instead of putting in the kettle 5 cups, you put in 20 cups, so there'll be enough water to give a bath to the tinnik. So the Ramban says, Harunim Kiddush Tabach Hamimei means that the chmime, that all the chmime was spilled out, all the chmime before the people or the mayor had an opportunity to give a bath before the mele. So the mele only of the ime, but to pour the water, I mean to boil water in order to be mal the child, that's machshirim she'efsha la'seis on Erev Shabbos, so it's not deiches Shabbos. And the fact that accidentally it was spilled doesn't mean it doesn't make it into Yefsha la'seis on Erev Shabbos. Some of it's not Erev Shabbos. But the Ramban says, suppose the chmime was spilled after the tinnik to the bath, so then we are married, and then there'll be Pidvach Nefesh. The Ramo Yisrael, so the Kasha that the Sheni Lesh against the Baramoya, he says, nearly certainly Bar Mitzvah. Is it Bar Mitzvah that is Dere Shabbos? All right, Machshirim Sheslas is an Erev Shabbos, is in Dere Shabbos, but it's a big Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah that in regard to the Mila itself is Dere Shabbos. And there the Braise says, Nizdamaloi Nisio Shal Mitzvah is Maslim in Erev Shabbos. And here he asks us. So I said, that's really the Asodia of the Balaam, of the Mohammeds and the Ramban and the Balaamoya. So I said, the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Machne Yisrael, which are Ahuche, is a wonderful Sefer to be used in America, except that the names have to be changed. But it's a wonderful Sefer, a wonderful Sefer. I mean, even General Powell would be impressed with the patriotism of the Chofetz Chaim. And he wrote it in respect to the Tsar. Everybody knows he was not such a native Israel that has come to the United States. And it wasn't translated into English. I don't know. The article translates all kinds of stories. And Misha Feinstein's Tshuvas in English. It's necessary to translate from Misha Feinstein's Tshuvas in English. But this is an important thing. And that the article did not translate. I can't understand it. Where is their common sense? But anyway, so the Chofetz Chaim has a shayla there. What will be the halacha if the commander asks the soldiers that for volunteers to walk, let's say, Yeseh Amidimu Pasois, which according to the Ramban involves a lot of the rice, and anybody who volunteers Friday night to walk that distance will be exempt from the regular work, you know, in the kitchen, in the office, writing it on. So, is one a Jewish soldier allowed to volunteer? Because there is a lot of a color called chil. So if we can restore her condition by giving a soup of strength, which is only come here. We're not allowed to give any little lunch. So here too, maybe he's allowed and maybe it's really weird to volunteer. Or we say, after all, right now the captain doesn't force anybody, any soldier, to walk. But tomorrow morning he'll force the three soldiers to cook, to light, to do all kinds of glories. So right now there's no tree. And there is an enemy sausage. And he says, if it's poker sneaking, a passoins, so then it's only in Sparapolon. So you should make it. But if it's Jason in passoins, according to the Ramban and the Shemi, it involves a lot of rice and eating. Amen. So you shouldn't volunteer. I think that this is told that the Machlokes between the Balamoya and Ramban. This Balamoya here by Ayyidu Kedishtab Chachmime is not moderate because the Balamoya does not oscillate because you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of fear. But here's Moke Mitzvah. Some of them say, according to Balamoya, you're only allowed to put yourself of the Gach Nefesh before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself not long. Why shouldn't it make a difference? But here the Balamoya Shiti is like the alternative in the Chofetz Chaim's Chachmime, that one is not allowed to volunteer to walk in some Gimel Parsoyes Friday night in order to avoid doing the Lantes Moch on Shabbos morning. Why? Because right now there is no anus on walking these animal passages and the Raham anus. So this Ramban Shiti. So the Ramban says that we can demal the child. The Balamoya Shiti is no. That since he knows the bill, that he has to do one of three sort of, either he'll volunteer to walk Yisrael in the passways, or he'll do Shabbos morning cooking on this lot. Of course, when you compare the avele of being mivate, the mitzvah smilei, as against Chil Shabbos, so what is Mochamu? Lochem Shabbos, then Bitu Mitzvah Mile. Some Mele, on the basis of Akala called Chilo, the Mitzvah Mile is Nitres, because of Akala called Chilo. This, I can create anything. Yes.
Just going back to the Gimel Nashem Mishamsha Bemo, so I once heard...
We'll discuss it tomorrow, yes.
I once heard the name of a Rav that he was Matir, someone who's going to be Osek the Talmud Torah in the early years of his marriage, for his wife to use a moch. Where would that come from?
I don't know. I don't think that this is such a Shasa times. Who says that he has to learn the Kola? 10 years, he'll learn the Kola only 5 years.
But is there room... According to Achiezer, it doesn't have to be a sakana, right?
No, it doesn't have to be a sakana.
Could it be a mammo?
It has to be...
Derech Hayolam. That's not Derech Hayolam.
What?
Is it, this example would not be Derech Hayolam,
right? A lot of people do that,
What?
In American society, people
sign...
Oh, that's not...
Derech Hayolam.
So then, extramarital...
So what's Derech Hayolam? So what's Derech Hayolam? The Yeshiva Shabbat?
Normal people. The American society is not typical of normal people.
Was there any Yom Tov who were really up to
the American society, you know, poor choice, you know.
So what Olam do you look for? So an individual can pick and choose which Olam takes as an example?
We say normal people.
Who defines who's normal?
I'll tell you another story. You know, a certain person was learning the mind, full of patterns. So then the basis of Tame takes wisdom about tallness and others, very difficult. So the Bhagavan says, Makshivaya. So he wants to know the world blesses. Who is the world? So he asks him, who is the world? So he says, the world, who is the world? So he's silent. He'll go outside. And he met the police. So yes, he said, what's the shop? So he looked at him and said, you are crazy. He said, well, that's not real. He'll go to the market. He went to the market, yes, they all sold it to him. So then he said, he'll enter the post office. They are just the real world. The post office, you know, these deliver mail from one part of the world. So they all looked at him as an expert. So then he tells by a theater. So it's in the theater. So they looked at him as if he were crazy. Then he decided, he exhausted from almost every place. One thing he didn't exhaust, the Bisnevash. Going to Bisnevash. I went into Bisnevash. He saw two Yeshiva Baharim. So they're learning this day's verse. And that commands and says, that's the real world. So that's a joke. But that's true. That was true, you know, years ago. So those who are involved in learning, they were involved in learning and they worked hard. After a full day's work of hard work, they went to this medrash and they learned. That was the real world, not today. Today is not the real world. When somebody decides he'll marry a girl who has a rich father and he'll support him all his life, that's not the real world.
But if
Joseph
already.
I'll discuss it tomorrow, because there is still a mitzvah of Babeika, the Ezra Zaracho Ulaeref Opania. That's in the Rabbonon. Whether it's the Rabbonon, a field Rabbonon, or only a mitzvah Yumis, it's a child.
If they can't afford it, though, is there, there's no heter?
They can't afford it.
For the child. They can't afford to have a child. They don't have enough money. So is there,
how much is enough money?
How much
well,
enough
whatever
money?
Is best for the woman. Mean,
do they have enough money to buy nice furniture and an ordinary car? Mm-hmm. But they don't have enough money if they have a child to have cable television.
The Rosh Hashanah said whatever is best for the woman.
That's right.
So if the woman
best for the woman, if the woman is normal. But if not, if the woman is just capricious. I get China sick and in birth control, but I decided I'm not going to be the hetter of the Torah. Of the Torah, because I know of many Makshevi, certain Rabbanim or Nirshim. Because another Rav called up another Rav, you know, but what's his name? He's an author, a writer. So he said he's Orthodox. Oh, he wrote the book. Gutenberg, no. Herman Wolf was very friendly with Dr. Tendler. So Dr. Tendler advised him to make a seder, and Dr. Tendler had a seder with him years ago in the Darshishwai. So he met Ramesha with Dr. Ramesha. He was very impressed by Ramesha's ethical behavior. So he said when he spoke, he said at a certain banquet of the young Israel, he says that today a rabbi does not have to know anything. He just has to know the nation's righteousness. So then he can pass all shyness. And this the situation it was we have to know. The nation Feinstein is a tzaddik tomim and none of so anybody calls him up has to be shy of the puzzles. Or I do have a
sit and do our best.